Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Welcome to the Great Reset, the New World Order, Agenda 2030, and the rise of the Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Beast System. Today, I just want to take a brief moment, 5 minutes, in this morning session to address information that has surfaced, a declassification of sorts, verifying and validating what we've spent a great deal of time addressing on this show concerning the COVID-19 agenda, the COVID-19 narrative, and specifically the fact that these genetic code injections are, in fact, bioweapons, weapons of mass destruction. Damning messenger RNA evidence has been presented during a Florida public hearing. The question of the millennium is the claim that the COVID-19 messenger RNA injections are bioweapons a false bomb threat or a real ticking time bomb for all parties involved? Posted February 18, 2023. During a public hearing on February 14, 2023, Florida Collier County commissioners and over 200 residents were presented with evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are bioweapons. The hearing was to vote on a $1.4 million NIH grant that included funds used for COVID-19 vaccine education, among other CDC public health initiatives. The commissioners voted unanimously to return the $1.4 million grant in full to the NIH. As part of the hearing, I shared, Karen Kingston is the one who shared, FDA submitted Pfizer documents in Florida state law demonstrating that the COVID-19 messenger RNA injections are in fact bioweapons. By definition, the COVID-19 messenger RNA, mRNA injections are not vaccines, but only meat the criteria of biological weapons per 18 U.S.C. 175. 18 U.S.C. Chapter 10, Biological Weapons. From Title 18, Crimes and Criminal Procedure, Part 1, Crimes. Sections 175, Prohibitions with Respect to Biological Weapons. Section C, the definition. For purposes of this section, the term for use as a weapon includes the development, production, transfer, acquisition, retention, or possession of any biological agent, toxin, or delivery system for other than prophylactic, protective, bona fide research, or other peaceful purposes. Karen Kingston states, I stated repeatedly that the COVID-19 biological injections are agents of biowarfare. I explained how the messenger RNA bioweapon injections were promoted and deployed on American citizens and the residents of Collier County through deceptive and criminal biological experimentation under the guise of safe and effective vaccines. Pardon me, I'm reading fast because we only have a short period of time to get this information out. Another unveiling has surfaced. Jason McLellan, University of Texas, and Barney Graham, NIAID/NIH, per the Washington Post, concerning serendipity and foresight prepared the world to fight the coronavirus. Let's see. Intended consequences. Messenger RNA vaccines were designed to cause severe disease and be resistant to antibodies. Per data published by Barney Graham and Jason McLellan, inventors of the spike protein, COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccines were purposefully designed to not protect against SARS-CoV-2 or variants, and they were designed to cause disease. Barney Graham of the NIAID and Jason McClellan of the University of Texas are the inventors of the S-2P spike proteins produced by the COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccines. Elsewhere in news, we also must address the fact that Biden has made a surprise visit to Ukraine and has pledged $500 million more dollars in aid and in weapons. Also, another earthquake registering 6.3, 6.4 has once again hit Turkey and Syria, the border region, EMSC. We pray for those people there. According to the Gateway Pundit, it is the end of American sovereignty. The Biden regime negotiates legally binding deal to give Chinese CCP, communist-backed World Health Organization, full authority over U.S. pandemic policies. No Senate approval needed. And the media is still effectively covering up the ecological disaster that has taken place in Palestine, Ohio. And covering up the fact that the Vanguard Group, BlackRock, SSGA, Yachtman Asset Management, Capital Research and Management, and many others are invested in all of these spin doctor, news media, mockingbird outlets such as CNN, Fox News, ABC News, NBC News, and CBS News. They are also covering up the fact that the Vanguard Group, BlackRock, and State Street Global Advisors are some of the largest investors in Norfolk Southern, the company who is responsible for carrying these chemicals that were released from the calamity that took place, the derailment, the train derailment in Palestine, Ohio. And that concludes today's micro session. Sorry, we were rushing, but we had to get that information published. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.